From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The U.S. government is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe earlier this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert spoke with reporters at the White House on Tuesday.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners. Other governments and private companies agree. The United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan have seen our analysis, and they join us in denouncing North Korea for WannaCry. Commercial partners have also acted. Microsoft traced the attack to cyber affiliates of North Korean government, and others in the security community have contributed their analysis.
North Korea has long been suspected of distributing the computer virus, as you just heard, called WannaCry, in May. The virus prevented users in 150 countries from getting access to files on their computers. The United States asked the United Nations on Tuesday to blacklist 10 ships that carried banned items from North Korea. The vessels include two Hong Kong-flagged ships and two North Korean tankers. They're accused of conducting illegal ship-to-ship transfers of refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels or illegally transporting North Korean coal to other countries for exports. Japan is expanding its ballistic missile defense system in response to a growing threat from North Korean rockets. It will add ground-based Aegis radar stations and interceptors to the missile defense system that it now deploys on its warships. This is VOA News. Debate on age limits and term length for the president of Uganda came to a sudden halt Tuesday when a lawmaker reported seeing soldiers on the premises. The allegation led to a scuffle between legislators and parliamentary police. As Halima Uthamani reports from Kampala, Parliament was already on edge because of the proposals being discussed.
The Ugandan Parliament is debating a bill that would abolish the age limit of 75 for presidential candidates, a move that would enable longtime president Yoweri Museveni to run for another term in the 2021 election. Opposition lawmakers and some members of the ruling party object to the bill, and debate that began Monday has been tumultuous. On Monday, shouting and heckling forced Speaker Rebecca Kadaga to suspend six members of parliament. Business came to a standstill again Tuesday after legislator Doris Okol told colleagues she had seen soldiers in parliament's Catholic chapel.
For me, I am shocked. I am really, really shocked. When I got there, both the Catholic and the Anglican chaplaincies were occupied by soldiers. They were eating from there. They have disorganized the whole place.
Members of the opposition, many wearing or holding rosary beads, then tried to enter the chapels but instead engaged in a scuffle with security officers who blocked them.
All these plates, cups, they are in our church, a Catholic church, where we are praying from. These soldiers, what do they want?
Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
Engineers are using cranes to lift the locomotive and cars of an Amtrak passenger train that derailed over a busy highway near Seattle, Washington, killing three and injuring 100. The cranes will lower the damaged cars on the back of trucks and take them to what police call a safe and secure facility for the investigation. Federal investigators say that the train was traveling at 129 kilometers per hour on a stretch of track with a speed limit of 48 kilometers per hour. The U.S. Senate prepared to vote late Tuesday on an overhaul of the federal tax code. It's the final step to President Trump's first major legislative victory on a bill that's expected to trigger far-reaching consequences for the U.S. and global economy. Earlier in the day, the House of Representatives approved the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act 227-203, with nearly all Republicans voting in favor and all Democrats opposed. The battle immediately shifted to the Senate, where Republicans say they believe they have the votes needed for passage. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.